There aren't many jobs in sports with more pressure. 60 minutes of football coming down to this. A kick with the game on the line.
I'm out here doing what I've done a million times in practice and in games. You know, you sort of get a little jittery when you go out there, and that's normal. You know, anybody who doesn't get nervous or jittery when they're about to do something that's very important on a big stage, you know, they should be worried then. But I go out there and I'm trying to let loose and really just rely on what I've practiced all week in my entire career, and I need my muscle memory to take over in that instance.
For Vikings kicker Blair Walsh, kicking a pressure field goal is just another kick. His success from the first quarter to the last seconds has been proven over and over with a progression he takes for each and every kick.
So I'm here on the sideline, third down, helmet's normally on. I'm ready to go. Third down play ends. It's now fourth down. I get the look from my coach on what I'm going to do, whether we're going to kick it or not. He gives me the okay. I do one swing through. Jog out to the spot. Look up at the uprights to make sure you know exactly where you are on the field. Find a good spot on the field. Check with Jeff. Take my three back. Pull the arm up. Aim it. Two over. Look one more time at the uprights. Set myself. Wait for that ball to come in motion. And then I'm through.
Treating every kick the same is key. But the pressure mounts when the game is on the line. And that's an area where the 24-year-old shines.
You can't hide from the fact of what it actually is, the magnitude of the kick. You got to go out there and say, hey, I know this is a game winner, and I know they might take the timeout to ice me. And even if they do ice you, I think for us it's important to get a practice kick in so we can get that feeling of what it's going to be like to hit the kick when it counts. And also another big thing for us is we're on the field very little. Our time-wise on the field is very limited. And so anytime you could be out there for a longer period of time, it's going to get you more comfortable to it. So we can use it as a positive and make it an advantage almost.
Now in his third season in Minnesota, Walsh continues to elevate his game as one of the NFL's most reliable kickers. But his success doesn't mean there's no pressure to prove his value to the Vikings.
I'm still, you know, obviously trying to prove my worth to this team and to this franchise, and I feel like I'm doing a good job of that right now, but I have to continue doing that, and it's a process. I'm very confident in my ability and what I'm able to bring to this team, and my work ethic and how I prepare for games and how I perform in games are going to continue to show my worth.
His work this season speaks for itself. 84% of his field goal attempts, including 3 of 4 from 50-plus yards, as Walsh continues to be one of the game's most reliable kickers.
I'm more confident now than I have been my first 2 years here. I feel like I'm striking the ball well, and my off-season preparation this year was a little bit different. Got in better shape, and just wanted to make sure that I was going to be more healthy throughout the entire season.
Making another push for a Pro Bowl berth this season, Blair Walsh has quickly established himself in 3 years as one of the NFL's most accurate and dependable kickers. He does it with a focused approach every time he steps on the field and with an endless passion for the game.
I think that's one of my biggest keys to my success is I enjoy what I do a lot. You know, I'm very passionate about what I do and I take it seriously, but at the same time, I love every minute of it. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else.